This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Social media. You've all heard of it.
You have it. You engage in it.
But what is social media?
How does it work?
How does it affect you? How do you think the future will be affected by social media?
Today we're going to be hearing about the pros, cons, and prospects of social media in society.
Enjoy the stories and perspectives.
We're Hannah,
Shimika,
Paige,
Olivia,
Betty,
and Serena.
And today we're tackling social media.
How do you think our future will be affected by social media?
Companies will be more privy to our personal life and it will be hard to feel truly vulnerable with such a big company.
I think that there will be more people trying to be like influencers and trying to like live their perfect life.
I think there will be like a lot of people trying to fit in with society kind of.
Yeah, I think people will change to like make themselves like look or feel like other people.
I think we'll have to learn how to properly socialise with each other again.
I think we will be heavily addicted to scrolling.
I think the lines between reality and reels will blur really fast.
I think we're going to have to rebuild our world from scratch because we've forgotten how to connect with each other.
Kia ora everyone, and welcome back to Candid Conversations. I'm your host, Timmy Talon, and today we're here interviewing Tori Speed. She's just returned from her record-breaking X Tour. Welcome!
Hi everybody. It's so good to be back.
You're looking great. You seem great.
I am. Thanks for asking.
Speaking of looking great, I hear you lost 10 kg in a week.
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to look amazing and inspire all my fans.
Come on. Give me all your best tips.
Well, I just ate almond butter and apple slices, and now I feel amazing.
And of course, you shared your whole journey on social media. Speaking of which, congratulations on your recent engagement.
Oh my goodness, thank you. Yeah, Belon, who's my fiancé, Belon Lusk, is just the best. He actually bought Twitter, known as X, because he met me at my ex's birthday.
What a prince charming he is. And of course, you'll be sharing your entire journey with us, from the dress fittings right down to the cake tastings. I'm sure no pennies will be spared.
Of course. Everything will be exclusively on X, and you can follow me on my wedding journey. I'll also be giving out more tips on how to look perfect for your big day and much more.
I wouldn't expect anything less. I caught a glimpse of the post and I went running to my screen. And ever since, my whole feed has been the two of you. I can't get enough.
Yes, me and Belon have been using AI to plan our future home. AI is just the best because I can plan my entire future without spending a dime.
You must feel so lucky to be engaged to such a social media giant.
I am just the luckiest girl in the world. Social media is just the best. I'm so happy to be with Belon and be on X because I can share my entire story and hear everybody's opinion on my wedding. From cake to dress to venue suggestions, I love it all. Speaking of social media, me and Belon have decided to invite two very lucky X users to our wedding. I'm just so excited for the expansion of X in our future.
Wow, what a wonderful opportunity for them. To our fellow viewers, you can register by leaving your details on the website listed below. And all thanks to social media.
Social media is such a healthy, beautiful, and wonderful place.
Serena, can we switch the channels?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ray of Relevation talk show. I'm your host, Maria Gibson. And today we have special guest Veronica Miller here to talk about the dangers of social media.
Thank you for having me on here tonight.
So, Miss Miller, I'm told you're a rather significant speaker in the argument against social media.
That would be true, yes.
So what do you have to say about the acceptance of social media in our everyday lives? Is there any possible way we can live hand in hand with technology, or must we switch off the devices forever?
Well, it's important to understand that social media was invented with a purpose in mind. a way to make money off of users, to turn them into a product. There will always be a financial gain to be made with modern media, and there will always be people who will choose to exploit that opening.
People have often said that social media is a force for good. Do you believe in any aspect of that, or is social media entirely and inherently evil to you?
I think that the true evil is that most people do believe that. People are on social media, posting and commenting and scrolling, most of all, because they want to keep updated, but there lies the danger.
And what danger are you referring to?
Addiction. It's as simple as that, and as bad as, say, a drug addiction. We're all addicted to social media.
Well, perhaps addiction is too harsh a term.
No. We are addicted to social media.
Could you elaborate?
Algorithms are designed in a way that makes you want to keep scrolling. By gathering data about things you've liked, commented on, even looked at for a certain amount of time, because, yes, social media tracks that. It personalizes the next post that you see and keeps you interested. And that's what these big companies want. They want you to keep scrolling.
Why is that?
Well, the main reason here is for money. The more you scroll, the more information they can gather on you. The more information they have, the more accurate the profiles they build of all their users can be. The more accurate those are, the better the algorithm gets at predicting your interests. The better the algorithm is, the more engaged you are, and the more time you spend scrolling. The more time you spend scrolling, the more money they get from ad placements. It's all just one big scheme for getting tons of money.
Those are some pretty shocking accusations you have against the concept of social media.
Why, do you mean to tell me that you yourself do not go home and switch on your phone at night, scroll mindlessly away?
And I could turn it off at any time I wanted to.
But you don't, do you? That is the most harmful, terrifying thing about social media. You can't just stop, even if you want to.
Is that all you have to say about social media? After all, why is addiction even an issue if nothing else is harmful?
Well, there are plenty of complaints to have about social media.
Well, that was...
disheartening, pessimistic, pitiful.
Lame. You know what? I'm gonna raid your fridge for dinner. What do you want? We've got leftover Chinese takeaway, an expired packet of cheese, cold pizza.
Do you ever think about the future?
And about how much it sucks? Of course.
No, not like that. More like how great it is.
The future. Great. Beattie, if you watched any of that interview with me, then you would know that the future is just a scary, messy, unpredictable pile of...
Well, how did you get your dream job again?
Oh, my professor posted on Facebook, talking about how his research center needed more employees.
Exactly. And what about me? How did you meet me again?
On the school's forum about musicals.
See? So is it really that bad?
I suppose not. Social media has been both a force for good and bad, but it manages to disconnect us even though it has the purpose of connection. My screen time is more hours than I've slept.
Okay, yeah. Maybe if you sent me less TikToks, you could use that time to sleep.
Psh, I have insomnia.
But those TikToks, what draws you to them?
They're all things I'm interested in.
And isn't that great? You have a world of all the things you love with you, all of the time.
Like Tori Speed's beauty regime?
No, like your family and friends and me.
Yeah, because I just love you so much. It is good that recently big companies have been regressing, in a good sense, from monetization to more focus on hoarder.
It's nice to see a bit of humanity, you know? Like, I know that the rise of revelation was a lot, but beneath all this anger and extremity, there is humanity. It's the backbone of everything.
Yeah, but everything can change so quickly.
I know, but it's amazing to see that even in the last 5 years, how quickly that's changed for the better. Like, we've been able to stay connected and form relationships, regardless of the status of the world. That also means that we are able to bounce back quickly, right?
I suppose that's why humans are such a resilient species. We invent a future for others, even if it begins with ourselves. We always have a desire for more, and we have that ability to reflect.
Right, and yeah, it's hard to stay off from social media, but it's opened up so many opportunities too.
Yeah. The future is a daunting concept, but we all have the responsibility to create a good one.
Maybe humans are really not that selfish after all.
Hey, girl! Pizza party!
Hey, Tori, Timmy.
We're here too.
I also bought drinks.
Thanks, guys. We were just discussing the future.
What
specifically?
Well, social media, how it connects us, affects us, and addicts us.
What it means for us now and in the future. I mean, we all have differing opinions on it, but we're all friends. I think it's important to know that there's more outside the world on our screens.
Well, at the end of the day, you can't exchange human interaction for anything.
The years to come hold so much for all of us. I can't wait to see what we all do and how technology and social media evolves.
The future is a bright and unknown place.
It's a place with a lot of opportunities and possibilities.
Social media is something that has become toxic and has been twisted into a menacing threat to society and humanity.
If not brought under control and regulated with laws,
it will be a very dramatic and treacherous downfall for all.
It's easy to say that society is broken. It's harder to ask how we can fix it.
Content is fire. Social media is gasoline. And we're full of burning questions.
We may not know how to answer them.
But individually, we can all take responsibility and control how we allow social media to affect us and our futures.
In the words of Leonard I. Sweet, the future is not something we enter. The future is something we create.
So, create the society you want to be a part of.
Thank you for listening and to Plains FM 96.9 and others for giving us this platform and opportunity.
We're Shimika,
Hannah,
Paige,
Olivia,
Betty,
and Serena.
And you joined us on this episode as we
tackle social media.